Elon Musk tells Ox stop hitting on me when she rants over billionaire with an ego problem. By Amy Furr on April 30, 2022. Elon Musk accused Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, on Friday of flirting with him as she raged about a billionaire controlling a huge communication platform. "Stop hitting on me, I'm really shy," Musk said in his reply with a blushing emoji. In her initial post, Ocasio-Cortez wrote she was tired of having to collectively stress about what explosion of hate crimes is happening BC. Some billionaire with an ego problem unilaterally controls a massive communication platform and skews it because Tucker Carlson or Peter Thiel took him to dinner and made him feel special. In a post on Saturday, Ocasio-Cortez shared a screenshot of the exchange with what appeared to be her reply to Musk that said, "I was talking about Zuckerberg, but okay." When a user pointed out that she deleted the tweet, Ocasio-Cortez claims she tried not to give people with massive ego complexes attention. Meanwhile, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson applauded Twitter's purchase by Musk. Unlike the leaders of Facebook, Google, Apple, Amazon, Elon Musk believes in free speech. "He thinks everyone should be allowed to talk, including people who disagree with him," he said. "At this point, you have no choice but to put your hopes in the good intentions of an eccentric billionaire. There's no other option because no one else is coming to the rescue. So, in the case of Elon Musk, we will see how this turns out. But for now, Musk's purchase of Twitter is the single biggest political development since Donald Trump's election in 2016. It is certainly the most threatening challenge to the corrupt and incompetent leadership of this country." Meanwhile, leftist Twitter accounts lost followers while conservative accounts gained them after Musk's successful bid to purchase the company. The hashtag #LeaveTwitter began to trend on the platform after the news of Musk's $44 billion buyout broke, with some appearing to follow through on that promise, Breitbart News reported Wednesday.